This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. The path to unified management of Kuskokwim salmon stocks is uncharted, but along the way, the newly established Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fisheries Commission wants involvement at each step. That begins with tribal consultation and preparations for another summer of sacrifice. The commission's inaugural meeting wrapped up Wednesday in Bethel. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
Another weak run of king salmon is expected this summer after several years of decline. State and federal managers are planning a slate of restrictions on par with last year's, which brought in the smallest king salmon harvest on record. Delegate Arthur Lake of Quiquilinuk wants tribes to be part of the decision-making.
Management, not advisory. And it is our hope that the federal and state managers and regulators embrace that.
The river will again be splintered between federal control below Aniak and state management above the community past the border of the Yukon Delta Refuge. What's called a demonstration project for co-management is slated for next summer, but this summer, the committee's pushing for tribal consultation on a level never seen before. Commission Vice Chair Nick Kamaroff of Aniak will be one of three chosen to meet at least weekly to consult with managers.
Well, everybody hopes that they're received well. Of course, we're not going to have everyone happy. You know, I'm probably going to be one of those unhappy, but still I'm looking for the future of the resources versus for my needs for right now.
Those needs are real for Philip Peter of Akyachuk, looking at another tough year of closures.
You mentioned 60 days. It's really hard to swallow 30 days or 20 days or 10 days. It's hard to swallow.
A wide-ranging discussion revealed a vast spectrum of ideas on what conservation means. Some delegates suggested using 8-inch mesh gear, which is designed to catch large king salmon, or going back to the traditional wide-open fishing schedule. Others pushed for a much more conservative approach. Though not a delegate, Bethel's Mary Sattler says the commission has a big opportunity and responsibility for the future of the at-risk king salmon.
Our fishermen are so good at fishing, they'll catch them all if that's what the Tribal Fish Commission wants them to do. The only way we can conserve this king run is if we say conservation starts with me, conservation starts with my family, conservation starts with my village.
Jonathan Samuelson captured the commission's challenge in bringing together voices from the river. He represented Georgetown, but was raised both downriver and upriver.
We need to be mindful that we come from different worlds along the same river and be open-minded and understand that people are going to have different opinions, we're going to have different views, but that does not mean that we can't come out of it as a united voice.
The million-dollar question is what federal and state managers do with a more vocal and organized tribal presence in another critical year. Jeff Haskett is in charge of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Alaska.
Now, this commission is going to have way more ability to influence decisions, discussions. I mean, we've been working on this for the last month and a half, working with the state, getting as many comments as we possibly can. We're not going to get everything right. But I need to let you know our intent is to utilize this commission to act upon the things that we get to talk about and have more discussions. So we're trying.
Closures on the lower Kuskokwim will go into effect beginning May 21st. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.
Governor Bill Walker has signed into law legislation creating a new board to regulate the legal marijuana industry in Alaska. The new law calls for the director and staff of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board to serve as director and staff of the Marijuana Control Board. Alaska's ferry system plans no changes to its schedule because of the budget situation until June 30th, the end of the fiscal year. Ferry spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says it's not yet clear what the system's operations for next year will look like. Lawmakers last year approved a partially funded budget for the year starting July 1st, helping prompt Governor Bill Walker to call a special session. Starting today, Alaskans will be able to swap their vehicle license plates for retro license plates that feature a rearing grizzly bear. The Alaska Public Radio Network reports the Division of Motor Vehicles is bringing back the 1976 plate issued for the U.S. Bicentennial. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.